sweet, sweet Geeks Who Drink money.
Sweet geek money, baby. Putting daddy through the college where he went to.
Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea. This is a pseudo game show podcast hosted by me, Nate Margolia. We're recording live from the war room of Steno. This is a show where I pick out a list of 10 topics, and I subject my guests to them to see if they know them, or if they only have a vague idea, or in the very frequent occasion that they will just pass. with me, as always, are my usual guests, John Perros. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Nate?
I'm doing good, John. Thanks. Thank you. And Shannon Page. Shannon, hello.
Nate. Hello.
All right. Good. And our special guest this week is Micah White. He is a Geeks Who Drink quiz host, and he's also an employee of the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. Micah, welcome.
Thank you so much. It is an honor just to be nominated.
All right. Well, you know, we...
to show up.
I think this is an important point about the game, is that you technically, by playing, you are nominated to win, right?
Yes.
I mean, even though there's a skill-based aspect to this, it's a nomination of sorts.
It's rigged for the guests.
Well, yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, don't say that.
No, it's really not, actually. Well,
imagine the embarrassment.
Actually, I'll on Front Street here, one of the topics is something that Micah posted on Facebook last week. So we'll see if you know.
Oh, no. I don't read that crap.
But it's also something...
Set it and forget it. Post it and delete it. Or delete it from a memory bank.
You're more of a curator than a...
Thank you. Than a tastemaker?
Yeah. Who wants to be a tastemaker? Come on. Like,
I'm going to be a taster.
All this influencer garbage. Like, no. Your looks will fade, young person. So, familiar with how we play the game, we've got the list of 10 topics we're going to go through. We're going to Rochambeau to figure out who goes first. They will get to pick a number corresponding to a topic on the list. The number one will always be an existing topic, because as we remove a number from the bottom, basically the list accordions down every time we take something out. So you'll get to pick one through whatever is available. There is a super secret bonus question this week, which will be introduced when you tap that question.
Oh.
Are we ready? Are we ready to Rochambeau?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. It's 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Got it.
And here we go. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Oh,
all right, Shannon's
no.
out. This is good. Shannon. Okay, great. Micah versus John. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Oh.
Micah. All right.
If I don't win anything else.
You won the Rochambeau.
I won the Rochambeau.
Scissor to paper.
Scissor to paper. It was a classic win.
Mm.
Classic, just, you know, this is the way it is in Savannah. The scissors versus the paper.
Georgia or like desert?
You know, like in Africa, I guess. I don't know. I was thinking of wild animals. But Savannah, Georgia is funnier. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and go with Savannah, Georgia. Imagine a peach being chased by scissors while holding a piece of paper.
Scissors to paper. The old four move checkmate. Yeah.
All right, well, Micah, you get to pick the first topic, so pick 1 through 10, please.
4.
4. All right. So this is one of the many. I told all of you that the a theme among some of these questions was HR.
Yeah.
So this is one of the four topics in the HR category.
Fantastic.
Micah White, do you know about the Hertzsprung-Russell diagram, or do you only have a vague idea?
Not even. I will pass.
You're going to pass?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Shannon, Hertzsprung-Russell diagram?
I'm going to also have to pass on that.
You're going
to
pass? Okay. John, Hertzsprung-Russell diagram.
I'd love to bail you out of this one, Nate, but I have no idea.
No idea? Hey, good job,
great
me.
Start.
Okay, well, before I give you all the point, because that's what you're going to get,
yes.
Hell, I might even give you all 5 points, because we started... strong. The Hertzsprung-Russell diagram, abbreviated as the HR diagram, is a scatter plot of stars showing the relationship between the stars' absolute magnitudes or luminosities versus their stellar classifications and effective temperatures. More simply, it plots each star in a graph saying how bright it is against how hot it is.
Oh,
so it's color versus brightness. That's all.
I thought you said... I don't know. I can't even make a joke about what I thought you said, because I still don't remember what the original one was.
Hertzsprung-Russell diagram. Everybody gets 5 points.
How about it? There we go.
Everybody gets 5 points. Great job. Micah, you get to pick again because that went swimmingly.
I like to think I'm colored and bright, though, so that's nice. It's a black joke.
Yeah.
You can't hear that on the podcast.
Yeah, for the listener at home, Micah is an African-American male, roughly mid-30s.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, don't think. I'm 34, actually. So.
Well, yeah.
I'm mid. I like to think mid-roll.
You look great.
Thanks.
And we're so happy. Look, you guys can't take this in because you're listening, but this is like a specimen of a human being. Mm. I mean, we all really are. Yeah. But Mike is bringing it tonight.
Thank
so
you,
yeah,
bless you.
Collared shirt going, God, looking fresh.
So thick, Nate.
I'm feeling tired.
I'm already here, Nate.
I feel largely obligated to fill time because the first question did not take any.
That's true.
But Mike, you get to pick again. Well, 1 through 9.
Nah, boy, 3.
3. All right, this is another HR.
God damn it.
That's all right.
It can only go up.
Can I ask how many HRs there are?
Total of 4.
All right, halfway there.
Yeah. Living on a prayer. Micah White, do you know about HR Puffin stuff? Or do you only have a vague idea?
I have a vague idea.
Vague idea, great. Shannon, HR Puffin stuff.
I think I can also say vague idea on that one.
Vague idea, John. HR Puffin stuff.
You know, it sounds like a cartoon thing. I don't get it. I'm out.
You're out? All right. John's out. Okay, Micah, start us off. What do you know about HR Puffin stuff?
One of the things I was going to say.
Right? It's a cartoon thing. I'm out of here.
HR Puffin stuff. Couldn't get a little because he couldn't get enough. There's some little rhyme in the theme song there. HR Puffin stuff. Da, da, da. It was created by Sid and Marty Croft.
Hell yeah, it was.
Uh-huh.
Well done.
Can't remember 60s or 70s. So I'm just going to say it was in the 60s or 70s that happened. There's a character named Willie.
Okay.
I think he was like a little youth of some sort. And there was some other woman with W letters in her name. I can't remember. But my mom didn't raise me. I just had Nick at Night is what happened. That's what I know a little bit about. That's my vague idea.
Great. No, that was wonderful. Thank Shannon, what can you add?
I'll leave some on the table.
I am so impressed that you know who created it.
Oh, they were legends. Mm-hmm. It was like Hanna-Barbera and Sid and Marty Krofft. And it was like Hanna-Barbera already animated. It was actually a live action show. I can tell you that. But it was like them in the era that I'm not sure which decade it was.
Huh. You basically said everything I was going to say, except is it a big yellow poofy thing?
Yeah, it's a big yellow poofy
sound
thing.
Right to me,
yeah, perfect. I mean, Sid and Marty Krofft, live action, life-size puppets. It was broadcast from September 6th of 1969.
Oh, I knew it was right there.
December 27th of 1969. So some might say the 60s ended on HR Puffin stuff. There were 17 original episodes. That
only
kept recycling on Saturday mornings on NBC until 1972.
Oh,
which is pretty wild. And then it was re-picked up on ABC, ran from 72 to 74.
Yeah.
And they kept doing reruns on TV Land in 1999 as part of the Super Retrovision Saturdays.
Here's a question. Why would they pick that show back up?
I don't know. It's you would think at this point that there would be a movie or something.
Right.
Because it's just weird enough to work. Like, you would take this property and make something really thoughtful out of it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe mixing the Nicolas Cage movie Mandy with H.R. Puffin stuff.
Wow.
Which, I don't know, have you seen that?
Have you seen Mandy? I watched Mandy recently.
I just watched it last night.
I love it.
It is insane and wonderful.
I love
yes.
it. It's my
yeah,
favorite
it.
Movie
of
2018.
If you like,
it's new.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. If you like Nick Cage taking acid and taking revenge on a bunch of cult hippies while pretty much, like,
and
doing a Nick Cage scream cry. And hell bikers. Yeah.
I'm
oh,
here.
It's amazing.
I'm here for it.
One of the bikers has a katana penis. It is terrifying.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
Led with that, probably.
Bury the lead.
You bury the lead, bro.
HR Puffin stuff is ranked as number 27 on TV Guide's top cult shows ever.
And number one Puffin stuff.
Number one Puffin stuff. Everybody's favorite. The W named person you alluded to is Wilhelmina W. Witchy Poo.
There it is. Witchy Poo.
Witchy Poo. There's also Freddy the Flute, HR Puffin stuff.
Is there actually a Willie? Was I right about Willie? Or
there was a Jimmy.
Jimmy,
I think. Yeah, but I'm not gonna hurt
Thank
you for
you.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah, great job. That was good. I'm glad you guys knew about HR Puff and stuff. You're each going to get a point. John, no points for you. I'm sorry. You bowed out. Plus, you said it was a cartoon, and it was live. It was live action, man.
Live action, baby.
All right. So let's see. Well, I think you added the most. So I'm gonna let you pick again.
Oh my god!
So
you
got
added
one
more than my "It's a Big Yellow Thing."
It's a big yellow thing.
That was a hell of a pinch hit there. I don't know.
What I'm ashamed of is that I didn't say "You mean the president?" when you said it the first time, but I didn't say it. So now the joke feels tacked on.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna edit this out, so that's fine. Micah, pick again. You get one through eight.
Okay. Two.
Two. It's another HR.
Fuck.
Ha ha. All right. Micah White, do you know about H.R. Giger, or do you only have a vague idea?
Pass.
You're going to pass. Shannon, do you know about H.R. Giger?
I have a vague idea.
You got a vague idea? John?
I could probably add to that.
You going to go with vague, or are you going to say you know it?
I'll say I know it.
Okay, great. Well, Shannon, let's start out. Tell us your vague idea about H.R. Giger.
An artist that does really dark, I don't know how to describe it, like crazy futuristic, tube gothy kind of, but also very biological kind of creepy art. And I believe he also designed the alien in the Aliens movies. So if you picture the alien from the Aliens movies, that's what his art looks like.
Dope.
That's what I got.
Wonderful. John?
Yeah, I can't really add anything to that. That was everything that I had.
That's it? Okay.
His first, can I, is his first name Henry?
It's Hans.
Oh.
It was Hans Rudi Giger. He was a Swiss painter. He passed away in 2014.
All right,
May of 2014. Only like 74, I guess, too, which is it's long, but not that long. Anyway, he's best known for airbrush images of humans and machines linked together in a cold biomechanical relationship.
Biomechanical.
Yeah.
Tubes in biology. That's what I meant.
Hit all around.
He basically predicted the future of sex. Because people are going to fuck robots soon, right?
Are gonna.
I mean, well, they already are.
Tumblr's down. What else you got?
Just, yeah, gone are the days when you can hook a fleshlight up to Tumblr and just have a nice weekend.
Talk about a
fucking chat roulette. Everybody remember
chat roulette? Oh, damn.
It's still around.
Yeah. It is not.
Yeah, I think you can still use it, but I think it's just like all dicks all the time. Like before it was like 99% dicks, and I think now it's crested the 100% dick threshold, which, yeah.
It was the occasional fupa, and now it's
all
dicks. 100% dickly.
Oh, lovely.
It's the next big website, dickly.com.
No morals here. We don't care if you're a top or a bottom. Dickly.
Matt Gourley, he's a podcaster. He does like James Bonding and Super Ego and a few other shows that I really like to listen to. He does a really hilarious H.R. Giger impression, which is this very kind of... he basically is doing like a Bjork, but a little more Swiss German sounding, and then just very nihilistic. It's beautiful. Anyway, Micah, you're gonna get a point.
Sweet. Why?
Oh no, you're not gonna get
for the
I was happy about it. By the incorrect name Henry. Well, I think that's the English Hans, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't question.
No, John is the English Hans.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It is wrong, it turns out. Close enough.
Well, John, you're going to get half a point for knowing that Hans is the John, and for, you would have said what Shannon said. And Shannon, you're going to get a whole point, so here we go.
There wasn't much more to say than what Shannon said.
There really wasn't, I mean, other than going, like, deep into whatever, and we don't really want to do that.
Sorry, I really meant Henry R. Puffin stuff.
Henry R. Puffin stuff. Of the Puffin stuff dynasty.
Oh, the Detroit Puffin stuff.
Hey Shannon, you get to pick.
Ooh.
So one through seven? 1 through 7.
Ooh, let's do 7.
7. Alright. Okay, Shampage. Do you know about Hawaiian seals and eels? Or do you only have a vague idea?
Hawaiian seals and eels.
Yes. This is recent news. The last couple weeks.
Something about the two of them, not just
Hawaiian
separately.
Seals and eels. Yeah. It is the combination of them?
I do not. I'll have to pass.
You're going to pass? Okay, John? Hawaiian seals and eels?
I don't know.
No? Micah?
Now, is it Hawaiian seals and also eels, or is it Hawaiian seals and Hawaiian eels?
Well, they are in close proximity to one another. Yeah, it's a direct correlation or relationship. Yeah, they're doing something together. Hawaiian seals and eels are doing something together in this topic.
You can also say seals and eels in Hawaii. Uh-huh. Maybe.
Seals and eels. I'll give you a hint. The type of seal is the monk seal, if that helps anything. You're going to pass. All right,
pass.
Great. Hey, everybody's going to get some points.
Are the seals using the eels to play jump rope?
No. But that is that's a wonderful guess.
Or they're throwing them at each other.
Is it sexual? at least?
I guess it depends what you're into, but I wouldn't declare it sexual just on its face.
I'm into katana penises and big yellow.
And Dickly.com.
Dickly.com.
HR Puffin Stuffin.
There goes Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, everybody's gonna get points for that. I will decide the number in a moment. So this was the beginning of this month. Several articles were circulating the internet. Endangered Hawaiian monk seals are baffling conservationists with an unlikely predicament, which is getting eels stuck up their noses. Up their noses.
It's sexual. I told you.
The Honolulu-based Hawaiian monk seal research program, which is like the most specific research program I think I can think of. We do just these monk seals
in Honolulu,
which is part of NOAA's fishery agency. Posted a photo on its Facebook that showed a seal with the eel lodged firmly in its right nostril, as seen here.
Oh.
Which we'll post on Twitter.
I think
at
it is sexual. Look at the expression on that.
I mean, I think seals always just
that
like,
is
he's
sexual. Just like, no. Oh my god.
Blissed out.
They're getting high off that somehow.
Set adrift on memory bliss.
And this is now, in CNN's words, the undignified incident is just the latest in a long and wriggly line of eel invasions to strike the Hawaiian monk seals.
Judgy much?
So basically the situation is the eels, like, do a lot of, like, hard diving into the ground to get these creatures, and they eat the eels. But I guess, like, for some reason lately, they're, like, diving and getting eels caught in their nose.
It's kind of a good defense.
And then people have to, like, pull.
Eel.
They got to pull the eels out.
That's right, don't give up.
Yeah, but they're concerned that the eels will carry infections, and then the seals will either get sick, or they'll be like, I don't want to dive anymore, and then they won't eat as much, and then we'll be out another breed of animal. So that would be sad. But there you go.
But maybe the eel will evolve into a new breed of animal that is some sort of, like, permanent
eel
that'll become
like
the fashion.
Like the little, like, parasite thing that replaces a fish's tongue? Have you seen those?
Oh, those are creepy.
Yeah, there's like these, it like eats the tongue of the fish, and then it lives there, and then it just eats a little bit of the fish's food.
I was thinking this might eventually even make it to humans, and we would just all be walking around with like fashionable eels coming out of our noses. So
yeah,
that would be the thing.
It's pretty much
like
the nose.
Feeding tubes.
Like 100 years from now, and they'll be like, can you believe people used to not have eels coming out of their noses?
How do they live?
Oh, I mean, that's how I feel about the wallet chain thing. Like, come on.
I was going to say, you hooked it, like, the eel to, like, your, like, gauge or something.
Yeah. Like, it's like a labrum to septum piercing chain.
Exactly.
But it's an eel.
That's it.
Yeah, that works.
Geiger would have drawn that for sure.
That's right.
I think he did.
R.I.P.
He probably did.
Well, hey, great. Everybody's going to get 5 more points.
This is the highest scoring game
ever. Oh, we're blowing it out. It's getting crazy this week. score check at this point. Micah, you have 11. John, you have 10.5, and Shannon has 12.
Nice.
And
in it.
Shannon, you get to pick again because I can't seem to have any. You know what? Here's the funny thing, too. I showed this list to my wife, Jenny, several times throughout the week, and she said, I know none of those. And I, you can never have me on the show if you're going to pick things like this because I don't want to to be on and not know any of those things at all.
Right.
And I was like, no, I think people know these.
Uh-huh.
And then it turns out that so far, very little has been.
Maybe
so
you need to listen to Jenny
a
little
bit
more.
Maybe
Jenny should be picking the topics.
Yeah. Well, you know.
One of the people.
I think that's a good idea. It's a real Eva Perón situation here. We got to bring in
Don't cry for me, Nate Regolia.
Yeah, Huh. Hey, that works.
That's perfect.
It is.
Three.
Okay, three it is.
Someone's on track here. Anyway, three.
By choosing this topic, you have unlocked the super secret bonus question. Which can be picked after this one. Shan Page.
This I think is I should a, get the bonus
well,
question.
Right,
when
or at
I
least
pick
write a first refusal, right? Yeah. All
right, you know what? I'm down for that. We're going. We're gonna do the bonus question.
No, actually, no. Like,
that's a good point.
Just
yeah.
Give me the original three. Tell me it's the bonus question. I'll be happy.
I just, yeah, I wouldn't.
No,
feel
that's
right.
Not true. Because the bonus one, it always is like an impression or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and the bonus one this week is another impression. Okay, ooh. You are tasked. Each of you will have an opportunity at this. You will get some points depending on just how much I like your impression. But you are going to need to say, "She sells seashells by the seashore," in your best Sean Connery accent.
Oh, yeah. me.
Shannon Page, start us off.
Take a sip of wine.
Yeah, loosen up.
Here. No, have some bourbon.
No, I
guess it's close.
I have to drive.
Okay.
She sells seashells by the seashore. I can't do it.
That was still okay. That wasn't terrible. John, what can you do? What can you do with Sean Connery saying, "She sells seashells by the seashore."
She sells seashells by the seashore.
This is terrible.
That was good. Okay, Micah. You got it. Here we go.
Suck it, Trebek. She sells seashells by the seashore.
It's like Eartha Kitt.
Okay, here's mine. The trick to a Sean Connery is that every S is an SH. So it's she shells by the seashore.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's
right?
Good.
It's just a constant Scottish lisp. You're just chewing on something.
The whole time he held the key.
He just wanted to
do it. Right, yeah. Get it out of the way. That's how you do it, kids. Yeah.
Look, I have to make some sort of practical reason for the time I spend in front of the mirror doing these things for myself. Okay? That's all there is. Micah, I'm going to give you a point. That gets you to 12.
Thank you. Man.
John, I'm going to give you 2 points. That gets you to 12 and a half.
Woo.
Shannon, I'm going to give you half a point, which gets you to 12 and a half as well.
Ah.
Tight game. 12 and a half. And John,
super tight.
As the big winner on that, you get to pick the next topic. All one right. through six.
I want the last one.
You want the last one? Holy shit. John always picks the first one.
Right.
That's John's MO.
I noticed that about him.
Well, we're really hitting the reggaeton
part.
There's
always a lot.
Beep, 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 beep. I love it. This soundboard sounds so lifelike, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That wasn't a button. That was live.
So, John. This has been a topic of conversation the last week. Do you know about Baby It's Cold Outside?
Oh,
or do you only have a vague idea?
Yeah, I really can't come up with enough info.
No? You're gonna pass?
I'm gonna pass.
You're gonna pass while you're clutching a tie for the lead?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know
fine.
I don't want
Micah. To... Baby It's Cold Outside. Do you know about it? Do you only have a vague idea?
I feel like I know way too much about it.
Great. So, probably you know it.
I know it. I'll say I know it.
Wonderful. Shannon?
Underbid and say I have a vague idea.
Okay, Shannon, you get to go first.
Oh.
That's a trick. The vague idea lets you go
Newbies
first.
Newbies learning.
All right, Shannon, talk about Baby It's Cold Outside.
It's a Christmas song, mm-hmm. and it has been under recent scrutiny for being a little triggering, and people think it's a little rapey. it's a song, especially it's a woman wanting to leave a man's house,
mm-hmm.
and he does not want her to go, and he keeps telling her that it's cold outside, but there's a line specifically where she says, "What's in this drink?" and people have decided that that means he's roofing her. My personal opinion is that it's not about that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's the bigger conversation. Do you have more to add? Because before we go off, I want to make sure we're not going to step on what Micah might have.
Yeah, no, I have personal stuff to add, but as far as about the song, that's what I got.
Great. Okay, Micah, continue.
It's a classic. I feel like, this is more commentary than putting anything towards anything, but I feel like more people are upset about the idea of being upset about the song than actually are upset about the song. Mm-hmm. But to your point, I don't think she wants to leave.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think, because she says, what's in this drink? Or, she says, I really should go. Back in the time of that song, which, continuing my theme, was either the 30s or 40s, probably, women weren't able to let loose and put their hair down and spend the night at us.
She needed an excuse to stay.
Exactly. So she was like, oh, I really should go, wink, 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 nudge, nudge, nudge. And then when she says, what's in this drink, she's actually saying, oh, that's a strong one. Boy, I don't know what I'm doing now. Like, it's more of a feminist piece, I think, actually. Because she's making choices.
I don't know if it's a feminist piece, but it's definitely very flirty.
Oh, like, it's very flirty.
She's being flirty.
Which, for that era, might be feminist. I don't know. I'm not an expert. But you really should stay, where you go, what's in this drink. I'm thinking of all the rhymes. It's a great song, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, there was a
rhyme. After the fact.
Yeah, it'll be post-Christmas, but hey, I mean, we might have all gotten a nice little impeachment package under the tree this year.
That's
I don't
right.
know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Better than getting that stupid orange in the toe of your stocking. Impeachment. It was a peach joke.
Also, Dean Martin's daughter says she still enjoys singing the song, so.
And I mean, who's more upstanding than Dean Martin?
I mean, hello.
Shane, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to add that it's in the movie Elf, which is an adorable movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zoe sings it in the shower, and Will Ferrell is hiding in the wings, but he's an elf man, so it's not creepy.
Where else would he be?
Yeah, the 1944 song written by Frank Loesser for he and his wife to sing at their parties, at their Christmas parties.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the interesting things that I found reading about the controversy and everything, because it has been, it's been basically said, like, this is a rapey song, all these other things. I think you can argue that maybe it's not the best Christmas song of Christmas songs. It's kind of cheesy and weird, but the big things are that, in 1944, if you weren't yet married and you wanted to stay somewhere, you would still be obligated to go home, because if you stayed there, you would be socially ruined.
Right.
So she could want to stay and say, I really should go.
As opposed to being ruined by a DUI.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, they had carriages and shit. Right?
When was the first,
The 1940s.
There was no such thing as a DUI in the 40s.
Yeah, you could hit like 15 orphan children and still not get any sort of penalty
as long
in the 1940s.
No premarital sex.
I think
you got arrested if you weren't drinking while you were driving.
Exactly.
It's true. No, I had an interesting conversation with my mother about this, because she was like, she was sort of frustrated with the controversy of it. And she was telling me, you know, because she was born in 1952, she was telling me, like, hey, when I was a kid, like, you would ride around, like, on the wagon and stuff during this time of year as part of the festivities, and everybody was drinking just to stay warm. Like, it wasn't, like, drinking wasn't done to coerce people. It was like, well, this is cheaper than coats.
That's one of my favorite lines at Christmas is in Miracle on 34th Street, which I watch with my dad every Christmas Eve, and it's our favorite Christmas movie, and I love it, and if you haven't seen it, you should watch it. And at the very beginning, they're at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and the Santa that comes at the end of every Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is drunk, and they ask him what's going on, and he goes, it's cold outside, a man's got to do something to stay warm. And he says it just like that. A man's got to do something
See here, Judge,
warm.
We've got 40,000 bottles of bourbon addressed to Santa Claus.
You said that Frank Loesser and his wife wrote it to sing at holiday parties. Is that what you said, holiday parties?
Yeah.
Here's a hot take. I don't think it's a Christmas song.
It could be any time of year song.
It's a winter song, maybe.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Or it's a cold snap in the middle of summer song. I don't find it to be a Christmas song. Don't at me.
Hey, that's a good point. The other thing that I think is really interesting...
It's
and
a
I,
windy night in April, so...
Welcome to Chicago, bitch. Shut up.
The one last thing that I've heard a couple of times, I can't corroborate it through Wikipedia here, but I've heard a few people cite that the what's in this drink question was an inside joke among writers during this time as a resistance to McCarthyism, because the idea was that the McCarthyist people were going to drop truth serum in your drink to find out if you were communist. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a callback joke, an inside joke among this group of people. I don't know that that's true.
Truth serum was vodka?
Well, or, I don't know. Whatever the stuff is. I feel like Rohypnol was designed to be truth serum, honestly. I think that's probably the chemical...
Well, you sure the Rohypnol is... maybe it's cold outside.
Maybe it's cold.
It's an interesting theory.
Maybe
it's cold. There were no SHs in it, so we couldn't tell. It's an interesting theory. It's an interesting theory. I think it's more like, oh, I need something to blame this on.
Right, it is. It is, yeah. Oh, the drink. It was the drink.
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
Oh yeah, no, it's
living my best life.
Yeah, yeah, it's just about and I would give you that. I think there is a level of sort of progressiveness to it that it's that it is a song about kind of the plight of being not yet married people in a relationship in the era, and we take for granted that, like, you know, I never even had an instance where my parents forced me and girlfriends, when I've taken them home for the holidays, to sleep in separate rooms. Whereas I know that they were forced to sleep in separate rooms. Mm-hmm. In fact, I know from both of my parents that they were forced to sleep in separate rooms until they were married in the
70s. I've been forced to sleep in separate rooms.
Yeah.
Going home with a boyfriend at Christmas.
Which is crazy. Because, like...
That I lived it with.
Yeah.
Well, and
together here, honey.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I... It's real. You know, a lifetime ago at this point, like 12 years ago, but yeah, we went to visit a girlfriend's place, and we were supposed to be in separate rooms, according to her parents, and she immediately, like, snuck in right when the lights went out. Get your tumblers out.
I'm good.
From there. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Jenny. I know, I shouldn't probably. Anyway.
Jenny's definitely picking the categories. Well, yeah.
Game over.
Micah, you get a point.
Thank you.
John, you added something, right?
Didn't
you? No? You didn't add anything?
Zero.
Okay, well, you're not getting anything, then.
You can get some points if you sing it right now. Of course not. Of course not.
That's not gonna fly. Shannon, you also get a point, so you're at 13.5. 13 for Micah, 12.5 for John. This is a tight, high-scoring affair right now. Not just because I boosted the point totals arbitrarily. Shannon, you can pick the next one. 1 through 5.
2.
All right, Shannon Page, do you know about the KFC logs? It's a product. It's a product that is being sold by Kentucky Fried Chicken. KFC logs.
I'm going to say I have a vague idea.
You got a vague idea, John?
No, I stay away from that shit.
You're staying away from that? All right. Micah, KFC logs?
I've made one or two, but I'm going to pass.
Ew.
You took it there.
Yeah, I had to be
there. Was it original recipe or extra crispy?
Oh, extra crispy.
Yeah, that's the way we like our logs. Go, Shannon, go. KFC logs.
Okay, I only have a vague idea, but I do know that KFC is the leading Christmas dinner in China, and that people actually make reservations for their KFC weeks in advance.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh, you're not surprised. That's not part of this.
No. I mean,
this is fascinating.
No, this is, that's not part of it, but that, I mean,
those questions, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Who's to say, John? Who's to say?
It really puts, like, the social surveillance thing that China's doing in a different perspective, because it's like, well, people are queuing for KFC and also being, like, judged if they buy toilet paper and alcohol too much.
So I was going to guess that a KFC log was something that they were adding to their holiday menu for people that ate KFC on Christmas, but... Since you're surprised by that fact.
I'm still going to give you half a point for that China fact, because that's amazing.
That's great.
KFC is selling fire logs that smell like fried chicken.
Oh, you can burn in your
fireplace.
Fantastic.
You did
know that, too, actually.
I was expecting that they were just, like, nothing but breading.
Oh, like the, what was the good sandwich enough. They had that was just two chicken
the
fried?
The double-decker, double-down, double-down.
The double-down.
Zero chicken, just breading.
Just breading is the fire log.
Like an extrusion of bread.
Yeah. Can you, for an extra half a point for anyone here who is willing to answer this, present me with a scenario in which you would need a fried chicken scented log in your home burning.
Got it.
Okay, great. Micah?
So my Thanksgiving, or Christmases, they're all the same. My Christmases out here are spent at the better halves, and the family's, how do I say, vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
So I could see...
I like that you put vegetarian in quotes as if it were some sort of slang term that we are using.
I live a dream. But I could see on a cold night after a lot of tofus, you know, tofu...
Tofurkey?
Tofurkey. No, that's meat. Like tofu, like... What vegetarian people eat.
Oh, yeah. But tofurkeys are like turkeys that are made out of, flavored tofu.
No, isn't tofurkey the wrapped thing?
No, that's a
turducken! Oh, tofurkey. Fuck that. But you know, I can see after a whole day full of tofurkey, I just need a little something. Everyone goes upstairs in their little vegetarian beds, and
yeah,
I just want to taste the home.
Or people that have to eat with vegetarian.
Yeah, everyone goes away, and I just put in the old KFC log and think of years past where I lived my best life eating meat.
I'm imagining you sitting by a fireplace with a KFC log burning and just like force feeding yourself pieces of tofu while inhaling the chicken smell.
Oh, that's not like, right.
No.
It's like 90% smell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you would be able to trick yourself into thinking you were eating fried chicken.
Just like the Colonel had in mind.
Shannon, if you would like to present a scenario, it'll bump you up to getting a full point.
Can't hurt.
I would imagine a similar scenario, but I would use my KFC log to shun the vegetarians and make my entire house smell like KFC, so that they would be like, "Ugh, meat," and then I could freely serve meat and not feel guilty about it.
Political statement.
Yeah,
I like it.
This is a meat house.
Yeah. This is a meat house. That's the title of the episode. This is a meat house. All right.
Heaven is a place on earth. My goodness. That sounds fantastic. I'm warm just thinking about the fireplace.
All right, John, do you have a scenario for a KFC log?
Oh, absolutely.
Do I?
I imagine, you know, like a walk, you know, a neighborhood walk, you know, on a Christmas night. And, like, as you pass each house, like, you may smell, like, cedar, like, burning in somebody's fireplace. But what if that was replaced by, like, really the scent of world peace? Mm-hmm. Like, if you think about it, like, every country in the world, like, I think it's been even surpassed by, you know, by number of McDonald's that are in the world. Yeah, you know, and there was a time when, you know, our affiliation with other countries, you know, being represented by, you know, peaceful relationships between countries is being represented by, you know, those countries that have McDonald's. Well, I think actually now, like, KFC definitely surpasses
the benchmark.
You're going to grab that Indian market,
like,
with chicken.
It is the smell of beef. World peace.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know? So to have that, like, effluviant coming from your fireplace. Wow. I think that would be like just such a worldly vibe, you know?
Yeah.
It's a statement.
I like it. This is the new globalism. Is just a KFC scented world.
World peas and mashed potatoes.
Yes. Beautiful. I was just gonna say that I could see the circumstance under which maybe I would use this to distract the dogs when I needed to do something else. You just have that log burning, and they would probably just
like
go
just
chill by the
it.
Fireplace,
mm-hmm.
Just waiting for some
it's
morsel
like,
of actual
it's like
food
a sage
to drop out.
Smudge for the dogs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, you know. That was fantastic. Thank you guys for that. So Shannon, you said the most again, so you get to pick 1 through 4.
Let's do 3.
3. All right. Shannon Page, do you know about the Johnson & Johnson baby powder scandal? Or do you only have a vague idea?
I do have a vague idea about it.
Vague idea? John, baby powder scandal.
No more than a vague idea.
Okay, that's fine. Vague idea works. Micah? Do you think you can add to a vague idea by the time it gets to you? Because it's gonna take a couple people. But hey, there's
don't make the mistake though of thinking that we're gonna say everything, because I've made that mistake before in past.
Yeah.
And then the two people
the
before
mistake
me didn't know anything.
You would make would be my classic mistake where you just like bow out of everyone.
Okay.
And you don't really have an idea, but if you can bullshit and add one or two things, it's gonna give you a point anyway.
Well, then I have no more than a vague idea as well.
Great. Okay, Shannon, start us up. I'm such a tough grade.
The baby powder has asbestos in it.
Yep.
And they knew about it.
Yep.
For years.
Yep.
That's what I got.
That's correct.
I was going to say, even if it doesn't have asbestos, like talcum powder itself is like not very good to be breathing. Like, that cornstarch stuff is probably a better choice, even if it's not as effective.
Maybe don't inhale pulverized rock material?
Yeah, it's not air? Unless you're like a drywaller or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, and even then, like, you wear a mask when you're drywalling.
It's not a goal, yeah. Side effect, I thought.
All right, Micah?
There have been lawsuits.
Yes. Yes. No, that's great. So... they have known for decades that there has been asbestos in here, and they have been actively like, and here's the thing. Here's the thing that I don't get. A thing I don't get about business and anything else. If you're going to intentionally commit a crime, an intentional crime of deception, why is it that we are so good at taking thorough notes about the fact that we're hiding shit from people so they get that they get dug up? I mean, I know that like you have to have minutes at a board meeting, but maybe the minutes at the board meeting shouldn't include, hey, what about the asbestos thing that we keep kicking down the road and have been for a long time?
Executive session.
Right. It's, so...
They've just failed to, like, sell us on the greater benefits of having, like, a fireproof powder in your cupboards.
These babies' lungs will never catch on fire. They are ready to smoke, people. That is a good deal.
They're paired up with Philip Morris.
Big powder.
My main thing is this whole thing just, you know, Johnson & Johnson being a company that I think we've all, you know, we all grew up with this company and the No Tears Babies shampoo and all this shit, right? Like,
that baby oil got me this silky smooth.
They've had a lot of cachet as far as being like an American quality, like roots American company. And what this makes me think is it just validates my socialist leanings that, hey, you know what? You can't have companies thinking... you can't expect companies to protect the long-term interests of a society when they're also thinking about the short-term all the time, primarily. You know, the only reason they would keep hiding this is because they're trying to keep the stock price up, which fell 3% on Monday. You know, and which that's far too little anyway. They should be fucking out of business for this. They've knowingly poisoned people for decades.
Here's my question. Who do you blame? Johnson or Johnson? I don't think both.
That's a good
point. Both of them couldn't be in on it. Come on.
No, there's no way. I mean, Johnson is known for his pragmatic, ethical stance on things.
He's a down the line kind of guy.
While Johnson is like hot rodding his way through everything, he's just like snorting coke and fucking things and like things, not just people. He's just like, I gotta fuck my way through everything.
I also heard he snorted things and fucked some coke.
Yeah, he did fuck some coke. That was allegedly.
Nate's just blaming quarterly earnings reports, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, but the truth is, I mean, all of the companies in this country are run on the idea that they can say that they were profitable quarter to quarter.
If it was twice a year, you might be like, I mean, that might
be okay. They should be responsible. They should be less beholden to financials and more beholden to the impact they have on the society. That's all I'm saying. Because, you know, the way that we conflate the economy with the stock market is so fucked up anyway. Anyway, soapbox over. Did anybody else want to say anything about baby powder?
Well, that's why S.C. Johnson left and made the wax company.
Oh! Yeah, you gotta get those floors cleaned up.
A lot of Johnsons. Dickley.com.
I really love that tagline. A lot of Johnsons. Dickley.com. Everybody's gonna get a point. So, Micah, you're at 14 and a half. John, you're at 14. Shannon, you're at 15 and a half. And, I don't know. Who should pick the next one? We got 1, 2, and 3. I'm gonna let John pick. John, pick 1 through 3.
I'll take the third one.
Whoa. You're really just... I can't think of the word or phrase. Anyway, John Paris, do you know about Andreas Ivid's Great Pyramid Porn? Or do you only have a vague idea?
I have no idea.
No idea? All right. Micah, Andreas Ivid's Great Pyramid Porn?
Pass.
Passing. All right. Shannon, did you see this article? Or...
or are we all going to get another
She's off BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
She hasn't seen it.
That was my New Year's resolution. No more BuzzFeed.
That's a good one.
Great Pyramid Porn?
Yep.
I'm going to have to pass.
Okay. Well, so here's the deal. A Danish photographer, John, take a look. There's a...
Amazing.
There's an eggplant in the way. Yeah. You can't see penetration in the original photo anyway.
That,
I don't know
is
why.
Is that really, like, on top of the pyramid?
It is, yes.
That is amazing.
Oh, the guy who fucked on top of the pyramid.
Yeah, it's so...
No, I've seen it, actually.
Yeah.
I saw it without the eggplant.
Oh, wow.
I saw it without the eggplant
Shannon
in the
useless.
Running for the name
I
of the episode.
I
should have been on this.
That's intense.
He, like, snuck up there.
Yeah.
And it's like he had to climb
Look
a crazy
it's at
mountain.
Sunset and everything.
That's
amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. There's a video on YouTube you can watch of them disrobing to do it. They don't actually have sex. This
what?
Yeah, it's not. It's simulated sex.
What the fuck? You can do that at home.
Yeah, I know.
You go all the way to the pyramid and I'm going to
just
do it
in
a blue screen.
Yeah,
right.
Get a blue screen fuck on a fake pyramid
Save
if you're not going to fuck.
$5,000. What the hell? I'm pissed about that.
But yeah, so this Danish photographer took a photo and a video of himself and a woman climbing up the Great Pyramid of Giza and doing a nude photo shoot and then simulating sex. And this has caused a major uproar because, guess what, everybody? Egypt isn't the most liberal country in the world.
You're not even supposed to climb up there and not have sex.
Yeah, right. I don't think you're supposed to be on it.
You're not even supposed to take your clothes off if you're a woman.
It's true. Mm. Did you have to wear a thing?
Shannon,
let the listener know that I motioned to my head because
I'm much less obscure.
Yeah.
Yes, I was in Egypt. God, like 2 months ago now, and I did wear a scarf over my head most of the time when I was in public. Although most tourists don't, but I felt like it was respectful to do that. But I can say when I was at the pyramid. It would have been really hard to try and sneak up there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like a million people, right?
There were tons of people and guards.
God, just the climbing involved.
Right.
I can't even think of how you would climb up there without being noticed.
Well, hang on. Are you allowed to climb them even?
No.
Yes.
So all of this is against...
Yeah, there's...
It's super not cool.
There's a height that you're allowed to go to,
okay.
And you're not allowed to go above that. So I don't know how... They must have been on the back.
I'll say he certainly was.
Dressed
in flesh colors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow, that's crazy.
But yeah, so that was that. Everybody's gonna get 5 points again because why not, right? Shannon, you're in the lead at 20.5, followed by Micah at 19.5, and John at 19. Micah, you get to pick between the last two topics. Number 2.
It's gonna be an HR one.
This is the thing that you posted on Facebook last week, Micah.
Oh,
do you know about the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees? Or do you only have a vague idea? Now, with questions like this, you are responsible to name 2 of them to get a point. Or however many points I decide to assign for getting correct.
What if I name more than 2?
Well, you could name more than 2.
You just kind of say you know it.
But you would say you'd know it in that case, and that would give them an opportunity to undercut you a little bit. And then you won't be able to name people that they name. There are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
7.
6, 7, yeah. There are only 7, so that's where we're at. What do you think?
Well, I'm trying to learn what I've learned. Should I say vague idea?
You should say vague idea.
Yeah, you should go with vague idea.
No, you gotta get it. I've been it.
I'm a vague idea.
What's the name of the show?
I'm a vague idea.
All right, great. Vague idea. Shannon?
I have to pass.
You gonna pass? Okay. John?
I don't like rock and roll.
You don't like... Okay. Before we get to Micah telling us all 7, because he's gonna know. John Parros, you get 2 minutes to explain why you don't like rock and roll.
No, I don't think so. I'm not gonna do it.
No, it's gonna take far longer than that.
All right. No, never mind.
John only listens to music that goes...
No, just like the guitar, bass, drums.
Those are things.
Formula is so lame. Fuck that shit.
Fuck rhythm sections.
Fuck all that. Fuck the rhythm and the lead. Fuck them both. I don't care about either of them.
Who hurt you?
Hot take from Dan Harris.
Hello.
What happens when he has a beer and some whiskey?
Yeah.
The truth comes out.
It's true. I mean, like rock and roll.
Do you like it more if there's a theremin involved? That was a topic from last week.
Theremins only come in like on like sci-fi soundtracks and shit.
Or Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
Yeah, see? You would have been great last week.
Oh, I should have been great this week.
The
rock and roll of like the 60s was okay, like before it jumped the shark.
When did it jump the shark?
I don't know.
I'm glad you just said it. Like, I would have forgot one. Thank you. Good. Carry on.
What would be the era, like, do you think 70s jumped the shark? 90s?
When rock and roll. Is there an era he acknowledges was good? You're saying 60s was good, but after that?
So I like the Beach Boys.
I need to hire a therapist.
To talk about your rock and roll issues?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Hey, that's okay. Look,
you can.
Jazz is good. Classical is good. Like, classical was the rock of its day. Jazz was the rock of its day. And that comes from a very white-centric viewpoint of the history of music, because actually those things were completely different genres.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. And really, rock ripped off jazz and blues, and I can't remember the...
And rhythm and blues.
Well, the rhythm, too. They totally ripped off. But it was I was thinking of the song, the field songs, I think, is what they're called, maybe? I don't know. Anyway.
That's just my way of conceding the floor to you.
All right. Well, hey, Micah, give us some information.
About the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame specifically, or the latest induction class?
The 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
Because I was going to say, of course, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located in Cleveland, Ohio. And every year they do an induction ceremony. And they've started in latter years, going between Cleveland one year and Brooklyn, New York, the next at the Barclays Center. This coming year's induction ceremony will be held at the latter, the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. I want to say March 29th, could be wrong about that. It's the end of March, 2019. This year's induction...
There will be a Nets game happening concurrent to the ceremony because no one cares.
No, this is actually one of the better lineups. They had some really bad years this year.
Yeah.
And I never get them all at once. Let's see, Janet Jackson, start there. Come on, Janet.
Nice.
Roxy Music.
That's right.
The Zombies.
Yep.
Def Leppard.
Hell yes. One-armed drummer.
The drummer from Def Leppard's only got one arm.
Lost an arm.
So particularly busy night of partying, and just you misplace an arm. That's what happens.
Yeah, you know what he needed? The Cure, which is the fifth one.
Hey! Well done. Wow.
And then are two more, and you know, they'll come to me.
Is Van Halen one of them?
No.
They're
right in there.
I've read a lot of articles about David Lee Roth lately, and I don't know why.
He won a lawsuit of some sort, because he was a back royalty.
One of the remaining inductees would probably like Wilhelmina W. Witchy Poo quite a bit.
H.R. Puff and stuff?
No.
Rock and Roll.
Stevie Nicks.
Yes, thank you. She's one. Will be the first woman inducted twice.
For Fleetwood Mac and for herself, right?
Correct.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. And there's one more.
Some people used to say that I look like the lead singer of that.
Radiohead.
My eyes were
there.
Lazy.
You go. Yeah.
That's how you're in John's phone.
Tom York.
It is Tom York. Look, hold on.
See, there's something for everybody. It's a good year. Nate will be on stage. It'll be great.
I do a pretty solid cover of High and Dry. I will say.
It's all right. That's Tom York. That's Nate.
Yeah. The other week when I was in John's car and you texted and it came
that's
up
awesome.
On his screen. I was like, is that Tom York? Or is that Nate?
Carrying an Android himself.
Yeah. Mike, I'm going to give you 2 points for that because you got all of them.
Yeah,
and you did
it
with style.
See, that's the thing. You got to bid like you can run it.
Oh, now I know. I know so few things. I was scared. I don't read.
Are you gonna get 1 point for that answer?
That would have been. Yeah, I think. Thanks, man. I appreciate the coaching. I just get scared because I post so much crap on Facebook. I literally sometimes post and like don't even read a comment.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't know what he got. I could have been anything. That's something I actually like and care about.
Well, and I liked it and cared about it too. And I was like, oh, cool, good. This is a great topic because most of the way that I get the topics for this is
right.
like. Because I no longer do just the random article button on Wikipedia, because that was terrible.
Dangerous.
Considering that we still had, like, four passes in this one.
wasn't that much different?
Yeah.
No, it's...
really right in that ship.
What's... Yeah, I mean, it makes me sad that, like, seals with eels in their noses didn't resonate with everybody the same way it did with me, but that's okay. You know, this is as much a story about me.
So some of the stuff I had read, like, the sex on the pyramid, and mm-hmm. just didn't... associate it with the way you asked it. But
yeah,
like
yeah.
The eels and seals. I never even saw
that. I got
that.
Nothing on that, yeah.
Yeah, which
nothing.
Is weird, because I thought felt like it kind of went viral, but it I guess it did.
I've seen Hall & Oates, which sounded somewhere.
Or Seals and Croft.
Or Seal. I saw Seal and Red Rocks this summer.
Kiss from a Rose.
Oh, baby!
That was my buddy's podcast. They do like a movie wrap-up podcast. And
Batman Forever?
They do one song at the end of the show, and they did Batman Forever as the episode, and they dropped that, and I was listening to this, and I felt so good walking and listening to that. I gotta say, I love that song. It's fun. Boy, it makes your heart come alive, you know?
It really
it's
does.
It's a nice
it
thing.
It does. John doesn't like it.
I like that song.
as a quick digression, it's been suggested to me that we do a series of episodes where I am the guest. And we're a panel of hosts, so I would start out with 10 points, and a panel would try to stump me down to zero. And if I just get to zero, that's it. So we are going to do something like that, because this will kind of test whether my topics list have gotten you guys in my brain and vice versa. I think that'll be fun. So would you guys be into that, John, Shannon?
Yeah.
I mean yeah. Micah, if you come back, I would love to have you on one of those shows, too.
Oh, I thought we had to do it right now. I was ready.
Oh, yeah.
I was ready.
Lightning round.
It's like, let me see what I can
Everybody come up with 10 topics. We're here for another 2 hours.
I say go for it. Y'all should do it.
Well, Micah, you get the final topic.
One.
One it is. I'm glad that you were so ready to say the
end. He gets it.
This is the final of the HR related ones.
Oh, good. I was worried.
Do you know about HR 1, or do you only have a vague idea? Pass. Shannon, HR 1, or do you only have a vague idea?
I have to pass, but I feel like with a hint I might be able to get in on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Samesies.
Okay, John, HR 1, or do you only have a vague idea?
I got nothing.
Does that have to do like beginning?
Yeah, now I'll go to, now I'll go to hints round.
Yeah.
The H stands for house. Does that help anything? The R stands for of Representatives.
Well, I was going to say, was it the first bill ever? Like, that's what I was going to say. It's like one of the first, like, bills that ever hit the floor back in 17. I don't know.
Well, it is one of the first. So the thing is, the
one gave me that clue.
HR 1 refers to any piece of legislation that is passed at the start of the 2-year cycle for the House of Representatives. And they're usually passed in the. They're usually bills that are designed to be very demonstrative. Like, this is the tone we're setting as a house for this term.
So, like, Saudi Arabia or Trump.
Yeah, so this year they're talking about an anti-corruption bill.
What? John is throwing goldfish at the microphone.
Nailed it.
I thought you were trying to get in Micah's glass. You're just throwing it at the
bike. That also would have been impressive.
Man, John.
What is happening?
HR 1. Oh.
John, John's gone real punk rock this episode.
For a man that doesn't like rock and roll. He's going like full on Ramones
what
here.
Are you doing?
He wants to be sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Whoa. Yeah, that's a good.
So,
that's good.
You're gonna pick all
this up. He's got a good aim, though.
So that's
it's
so that's
how
great.
How hard is it to hit it? It's a microphone that's like a foot away from him.
Well, I don't want to take away. Oh, he has a whole handful. I thought you actually
it's
did
like
something.
2 feet away.
Oh my god.
Was that a leftover question from when Dave was on? I feel like he would have gotten that.
He might have, yeah.
He's a government man.
Yeah,
the government.
If you want. Sorry. Quiz Daddy Government. Government.
Quiz Daddy. Quiz Government Dave.
Quiz Government Dave.
Government Daddy Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so nobody got that. That's fine. Everybody's going to get 5 more points.
I knew it was about the House.
Yeah. Oh, no, and I appreciate that.
No, I would, before you said anything, I was about to say, is it about the House of Representatives, like the first thing they do? But I thought it was historical. I didn't know every year they do that. So I learned something tonight, guys. Yeah.
And if you weren't already going to win, I was going to give you a point for that. Stop. But you did.
What?
Our final score, Micah, 26.5. Yes. Shannon, 25.5. John, 24. So, Micah, you are the winner of the second weekly Rex Roberts and Shannon Page Lifetime Achievement Award at A Vague Idea.
Yes.
So now is your time to say whatever you would like to do. If you'd like to plug something, feel free to plug something.
Oh, man. Well, no,
about John eating the goldfish off the floor. John is eating. Just threw at the microphone.
Well, you know what? He's cleaning up. And you know what? We got one behind the cord there. I have nothing to plug. I'm again happy to be nominated, happy to win. I could never host the Oscars because I say things, and it's been great.
No one can host the Oscars, it seems like. I mean, really, like, just a robot programmed to never say anything other than... Well,
best
really,
case.
Yeah. If what's the...
Billy Crystal.
Well, yeah, I was thinking of the writer, the heavyset red-haired writer.
Bruce Valanche?
Yes. If there was a Bruce Valanche robot...
Conan O'Brien.
A Bruce Valanche robot...
Conan after a few years on TBS.
He's a redhead.
If it was a Bruce Valanche robot?
If it was a Bruce Valanche robot programmed to not say anything controversial,
yeah,
that could host the Oscars. That's pretty much it.
You know, I heard they only make like $15,000. And I said that as a layman. To me, sure, I'd do it. But for multi-millionaires...
It seems like... And did,
it's
like,
career
James,
suicide. Yeah. Right? He'll never work again, but enjoy that check, yeah.
Did James Franco and Anne Hathaway have to split the $15,000?
Maybe.
Did James Franco spend it all on weed before? That's like a deep cut now. That was years ago.
I'm sure he's off the weed now.
Yeah, I'm sure he's totally
Shay
clean.
Did Shay and Joe host last year?
They did the Golden Globes. Yes. Or the Emmys. Not
something.
The Oscars.
Yeah.
Not Jimmy Kimmel's been doing it the past few years.
No. Yeah.
I wonder why he's not doing it anymore. That's the real story. Why did Kimmel back down?
Because he probably makes more money doing other stuff.
Career suicide. But it's like across the street because he's on ABC and they do it like across the street at the whatever.
At the
Dolby now or whatever.
Yeah, the China, the man, the Chinese theater. No. I didn't say Oriental. Which anytime somebody lists a show at the Oriental Theater in Denver, which is the proper name of the theater, I'm just like, I don't think that's the term.
Like Oriental and Occidental, that.
Yeah.
Unless it's a rug, you should probably just not do it.
Yeah.
Even that. A nice rug.
Nice rug. Did some individually defined individuals from a different part of the planet make this rug? Because it's great. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
Shannon, would you like to plug anything?
Sure. I'll plug the Roundabout Theater Company.
Roundabout!
It's a subscription-based Broadway theater company with 3 theaters.
What could have been?
Oh, man. Mike, is there a story here?
I wouldn't say there's a story. It's just, like, the single worst. Like, I don't like to brag. Give me a minute. This one time. I don't like to brag, but most every interview I've ever had, like, in the door... Let's talk about you interview. I've gotten most every job that I've gotten in the door for. You know, the one time I didn't, it was at the Roundabout Theater Company. Midtown Manhattan, New York
City.
That's
how you know it's really good.
Right? Yeah. Oh, God. Damn it.
We found out right before the show that I used to work there.
And I used to work in New York, and I quit a job, and I was like, I'm probably going to move from New York. I never want to live here anyway. And I was like, well, I should probably be an adult and do a couple interviews or whatever. And I got an interview at Roundabout, and I got in the door and sat down. And that woman, I'll never forget her face, because she was not having me from minute one. She was just like, next question. Like, looking at my resume. And then she was like, okay. And I knew people that worked there. I thought New York was like a Hollywood, hey, who do you know, who do you know? And... boy, howdy, have I never gotten no call back so quickly.
Aww.
Like, I guess you don't know if you don't get a call back quickly. But there was no call.
Yeah.
And I quickly knew there wouldn't.
The silence was deafening.
Oh, my God. The worst ever. So, I love, they do great work. Shout out to Alan Cumming if he listens to this.
Hey, Alan, if you want to be on the show at any point, I won't make you talk about the X-Men or anything.
I love The Good Wife.
Just the theater stuff.
Good Wife's fantastic. Yeah.
Tweet at
Nate Regolia.
Yeah.
Hashtag, I want to be on a big idea. My name is Alan Cumming. That way,
we'll get right to you.
Yeah. I don't want Dorsey to shadow ban the tweet. So we're going to do a long hashtag.
Dorsey. He's busy in Meridian. On some pyramid fucking.
Yeah. Oh, I bet he is.
I wish he were.
Yeah.
Be more interesting.
Sure he would.
For him.
John, you want to plug anything?
We're starting coffee outside, which is a nice way to start your week off. One of your weekdays off is to show up, at a nice park pavilion. Bring your favorite outdoor coffee kit. Come in and maybe ride your bike out there and.
I understand what you're talking.
I'm new here, so I didn't want to say it. I could be an asshole. Like, Michael, we all know about the
pot of coffee.
At your
outside.
Where?
Outside.
You're just.
Where? There's a lot outside.
Coffee outside. Well,
in
yeah.
General, you want
we've got a pavilion outside, and I'm gonna give you the info here.
This is a long team.
The punchline is follow me at your bike guy on Instagram. If you want to know where.
All right.
To drink.
We got there.
Coffee outside. Yeah, coffee outside.
If you want to drink coffee outside.
Hey, you can't jerk off in a Starbucks anymore, so have coffee outside.
Whoa. They never say anything about that. They just said no more porn.
That's fair.
I'll be good and goddamn.
You can still return to the imagination station for all of your masturbatory needs. This has been A Vague Idea. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a good time. We had a fucking blast. Woo! Take care of yourselves. Be good people. And Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. All the things. Just love people unconditionally. Because it's the one thing that we can actually do for everybody. And it's not that hard. And it's the one thing that we all need most. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Rock is cool.
Lost an arm.
A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and John Perros. If you like this podcast and you like anime, you should check out my podcast with Sean Grolkowski called You Better Believe This. That's found at moleholeradio.com. If you like science fiction books, you should check out the press that Sean and I started. It's called Space Boy Books, and you can find us at readspaceboy.com.